You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A Teton County judge has blocked the state's ban on pills used for abortion from going into effect next month. Wyoming Public Radio's Will Walkie reports.
Earlier this year, Wyoming became the first state in the nation to specifically ban abortions performed with medication. But a group of medical providers, abortion rights advocates, and nonprofits sued, arguing the law violates the state constitution. Judge Melissa Owens halted the ban from going into effect while the lawsuit plays out. Terminating a pregnancy with medication is the most common form of abortion in Wyoming. The law would have made it illegal to prescribe, distribute, sell, or use any drug to perform one, with violators facing fines and prison time. The state legislature passed a more sweeping bill to ban all abortions with limited exceptions this year. That law has also been blocked by the courts. The main legal question is how abortion is defined. The Wyoming Constitution has a clause specifically protecting people's rights to make their, quote, own health care decisions. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Will Walkie.
The Bureau of Land Management will extend the public comment period through early July about major proposed changes to how it maintains its lands. The agency extended the deadline following resistance from Western conservatives. The proposed rules would put conservation on the same level as other land uses, like grazing or energy development. Opponents worry this could hinder local economies. John Curtis, a representative from Utah, spoke at a recent U.S. House committee hearing.
In the West, we know far better how to manage these lands and have done better for decades and decades than any bureaucrat in the East Coast could ever imagine or ever dream of managing these lands.
Others say the rule wouldn't impact existing uses and is a long overdue update of management practices. Conservation groups say it gives new tools for habitat preservation in the face of climate change and population growth in the West. The Wyoming State Geological Survey released a new map that offers insights into an area with some of the highest density of landslides in the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports the map could help with land use planning.
The map offers a look into the history of the landscape and tells geologists that landslides have played a larger role in the ongoing erosion of the Absarokas than previously thought. It includes parts of the northwestern Wind River Range and the southern Absarokas, as well as Du Bois and parts of the highway connecting central Wyoming with Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. James Malk is a geologist who worked on the project. He says the map is particularly useful for present-day land use planning.
When considering whether to build a road or a house or where to site infrastructure like that, this map can be used as a resource showing the distribution of landslides and other potentially problematic geologic deposits.
Surficial geologic mapping helps scientists better understand what materials are on Earth's surface and is especially useful in documenting and characterizing geologic hazards. To download the new Ramshorn map and report for free, visit wsgs.wyo.gov. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman in Jackson.
You're tuned to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.